Good morning. The Mondelez board opposes our independent chair proposal because members say they want to retain flexibility in determining the company's leadership structure. But flexibility should be viewed as a bug, not a feature. All flexibility means is that you want to make up the rules as you go along. The board points out that instead of an independent chair, that Mondelez has a lead independent director with robust responsibilities. These duties include planning and scheduling meetings, reviewing briefing materials, and leading meetings when the chairman CEO is too busy managing the company. Honestly, the lead independent director sounds more like Mr. Vandeput's executive assistant than someone with any authority. Now, the board also points to Mondelez's strong financial performance under the current arrangement. But there's plenty of strong financial performance in the corporate world without that kind of arrangement. Meanwhile, one could question some aspects of the current structure. As one example, last year Mr. Vandeput was befuddled that Mondelez could not gain traction in the United States when it comes to expanding sales of chocolate. He said, quote, "We tried Milka and then tried Oreo." And he also said, quote, "Chocolate on Oreo is a bit strange," end quote. This is just one example of a chairman CEO facing a challenge, making a miscalculation, and the board fails to adequately question his judgment. Because Mondelez not being able to expand chocolate sales in the US is inexcusable. Mondelez has some of the most iconic, best-known brands and products in America. Of course, it has Oreo, whose legacy is under the well-known name Nabisco, which has many other popular brands. Mondelez also has Cadbury, famous in the US for its wonderful eggs, even as a British subsidiary. And there's Chips Ahoy and Toblerone. Chocolate on an Oreo is not strange, it's amazing. That's why ice cream shops, confectioners, fast food restaurants, and other businesses combine them all the time. And of course, Nabisco sells its own fudge-covered Oreos. But Mr. Vandeput can't figure out how to improve Mondelez's chocolate sales in the US with these iconic brands and assets. Instead, he tries to ride it on the back of little-known Milka? Really? Perhaps the problem is Mr. Vandeput would rather use Oreos to promote a political agenda by rainbowizing them to advocate the scientific falsehood of transgenderism and for pandering to the radical LGBTQ agenda with which the company is clearly obsessed. Maybe that's why you can't get more traction in America with sales of chocolate. After all, your counterparts at Anheuser-Busch haven't been able to stop sales from falling off a cliff for its once popular Bud Light and sister products. The Mondelez board should learn from that example. Please vote yes on item number 4.